Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome, Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
And maybe I should say that if I can. Okay, perfect. I wanted to run it by you.
That's
first.
What I'm going
oh my God, welcome to the show. Okay, Rossi.
I know, we're so excited.
Okay, we have someone joining us at the desk today. She is an Emmy Award-winning actress for her roles in the hit shows True Blood and Claws. And now she is the star of the new CBS hit series, Elsbeth. Please welcome.
And I mean, we fell in love with Elsbeth from The Good Wife, which I watched every single episode of. And when you came on, it was like, hello, this character, this actress. And now Elsbeth is a spinoff of that. And I was asking you, how does it feel now that the show is out there?
Oh, it's so exciting. Right. Because, you know, you do a pilot, right? And most of those don't go to series.
Well, there is something about this character. She is so quirky and so strange and so riveting. How do you develop a character like that, right? Like, so original.
Well, I think it's a testament to how good you were in the other franchises.
Yes.
That you then matriculated onto your own series. Mm-hmm. That means everybody... watching what you're doing and loving it, because that doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for me, what I got so excited about is everybody loves procedurals, and yet for me, a lot of the time they're a little dark. And Elsbeth is the first show that I have hooked into, I am obsessed with, and it has this lightness, this pop, and there's just a joy and a buoyancy to this show that's everything you want from an unfolding mystery without feeling like the world is so doom and gloom.
Yes.
It's so optimistic. Mm-hmm. And the satisfaction of a whodunit. How's it gonna come out?
Yeah.
Where? I love it. It's like, it's the perfect
recipe.
Everything.
I'm so happy for you.
I mean, that's like the best review I've ever gotten, I think, is from Drew Barrymore. I love you so much. Thank you.
I'm so relieved that you feel that way, because I felt like I finally hit this genre in the way I've been looking my whole life for. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we like to say it's aspirational, mm-hmm.
it
you know,
feels
what we're
it.
Doing. Yeah, and I said from the beginning, I just want to spread joy and bring some delight to people in, you know, some darker times that we're having.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we want to do here.
And it's exactly.
It's so original and so well done.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
We have these smoothies here at the desk, and I hear that you are not only a fan of these smoothies, but you made this smoothie.
Yes.
This is your personal recipe.
So I have a smoothie every day for breakfast.
Okay.
This is what I do.
Okay.
I'm in already.
Uh-huh. And I don't know how. It started years ago. And I always start with I use the pea milk. I don't know if you know this, but
I didn't know what that was.
It's a plant-based milk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But it has protein.
I didn't know you could use pea milk.
Yes.
Okay, so I just thank you.
P-E-A, Ross.
Thank you so much.
P-E-A, not B-E-E.
Mm-hmm. I told you we were sick puppies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I always put an avocado in there and stuff.
Mm.
But the secret ingredient, in honor of you and all of your flower enterprises, bee pollen. A little bit of honey.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, and some sunflower seeds.
There is a nuttiness to it.
It really is like a meal. And I would love to start my day this way. So I'm going to get your recipe
I'll give you many.
Get on the carry
train. We should put it on our social.
All right, well. Speaking of best friends, let's get into the headlines. We are here at the news desk. All right, first story, first up. Entertainment Weekly says that Julia Roberts would actually be interested in a sequel to My Best Friend's Wedding. And that I say, we do.
We do.
Beloved romantic comedy came out in 1997 and stars Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz, Dermot Mulroney, and Carrie Preston.
You were in it. This blew my mind.
You and Rachel Griffiths.
Yes.
Are the two that sing.
We're the singing bridesmaids, the cousins. Uh-huh. I mean, I had short little blonde hair back then.
Uh-huh.
But that big scene where we sing Say a Little Prayer for You.
Yes.
I don't know if
you're
y'all remember that.
You're in the whole movie. You're in like every scene throughout the whole film.
That took us 2 12-hour days to shoot that one
scene.
Iconic scene.
Are you guys down for a sequel?
I am.
Yeah, let's do it.
As long as it's not My Best Friend's Divorce, I don't want that. Pebbles.
Case any fall.
Pebbles of many colors.
One more.
1 second, okay.
Okay, thank you, Han. These are gorgeous, by the way.
These are beautiful.
I know, this is exactly what I would be doing. Thank you, Han.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Han, special Han.
Bye, Han.
So guess what?
What?
Carrie, can I ask you, I heard, are you a fan of penguins?
I am a fan of penguins.
She loves penguins. Well, guess what?
What?
We have penguin news. That's what's from the mailbox.
Oh, wow.
So, People Magazine reports that a viral video with almost 6 million views is circulating from the Detroit Zoo when pebbles, like the ones that Han gave us from the mailbox,
these are gorgeous,
were brought into the penguin enclosure. The male penguins sweetly picked out certain pebbles and gifted them to their mate as a sweet gesture.
Look at them.
By the way, they're super monogamous.
They are.
They are penguins.
For life.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that it's so interesting that they mate for life. Mm-hmm. Like, penguins have no problem being like, I choose you, and I'm not going to question for the rest of my life why I said I choose you. You're married,
by the way. 25 years.
You found your penguin, Carrie!
I'm gonna take these home to my little penguin, Michael Emerson.
That's perfect. They suit your colorway that you're wearing today. And I just want to thank you for putting something out into the world that is the tone and genre that has been such a, you know, success, and in the sense that people want this. You know, people love to solve crimes. They love to figure out the mystery. They want to go on the ride. But you've done it in a way that has this breath of fresh air and optimism and joy that I've just never seen mixed into the genre. And I'm so happy for the success of this. New episodes of Elsbeth air Thursdays on CBS, and get it while it's hot. It's so good. Oh, and up next, the groundbreaking comedian Gerard Carmichael is here. No topics are off limits. We're gonna talk about everything. As we go to commercial, here's a clip of Elsbeth for you.
You're very observant.
Oh, no, not really. I just notice things that are odd.
There was a rug, but I decided I didn't like the color.
Uh-huh. I have so many fond childhood memories. Sitting by a warm fire on a cozy rug. Or was that a movie? No, that was me.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
I am so personally invested in this next conversation. Our next guest is an Emmy Award-winning writer, comedian, producer. Breaker of the norms. He actually recently was in the film Poor Things alongside Emma Stone, but really, I know, so good. Now, he has his new docuseries about his life called Gerard Carmichael Reality Show, and it follows his journey towards love, forgiveness, the hardest conversations. It's like the camera is an outlet, a way for him to discover things about himself and his family. So please welcome, without further ado, Gerard Carmichael.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh my God, I'm so
thank you very, very much for having me.
Are you wearing Molecule?
A little, yes. Wow, great nose. Hi. You have a great nose.
So yeah.
How are you? Oh, hi, Douglas.
Hi. Hi, friend. How are you?
I have been so excited to have this conversation with you.
I'm happy to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of yours. I was like nervous, and you articulated what the show is like better than I could. I'm nervous because I made this thing and I don't know how to talk about it yet. So I made a reality show. It's really me having these conversations that I was afraid to have. The vulnerability is fear. It's like me showing the fear and like having conversations with my mother, my father, with friends. And, you know, I didn't want to do it. That's why I work. Please, get comfy.
I thought these were slip-ons. Turns out they're not, but...
Great. Great, I'll get comfy, too.
Okay, so I want to start with Rothaniel,
yes.
Which you collaborated with Bo Burnham on.
Yes.
So I'm so happy to see that you two have built this thing together you've put out in the world that's as friends and supporters of each other and collaborators, but it's like...
That's what made Rothaniel easier because my best friend was behind the camera. And so, like, I came out in a special called Rothaniel, and it was like... A weird thing happened to me. I was performing more in my day-to-day life than I was on stage. Like, on stage, I was honest. Same thing happened with cameras. And so, like, when we made Rothaniel, it was easier for me to come out to a camera, to my friend, like, to be honest in that moment. It was easier than it was to say it to you just on the street. So it's easy to tell the camera the truth because it's a lie detector.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel safe with a camera.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that. Like, over the course of filming the show, I started needing it. I started feeling really, really safe with the camera. I kind of needed a camera there, especially to have conversations that I was
with
afraid to have.
With your mother and father.
Yeah, yeah, because Thanksgiving was a performance. Like, without the cameras, Thanksgiving was just like, oh, yeah, no, how was church? And, like, all these nice things, right? But then with the camera, I become a journalist for my own life.
I think you just said it. It's a journalist for your life.
Yes, yes.
So... You have these conversations. Okay, let's start with like episode one, where you talk with Tyler, the creator, which I've been, you know, I don't rarely look online, but after I got finished with the show, I almost wanted a friend to talk to about it. I was alone.
I'll be your friend.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I can't wait to talk to him about it. And with Tyler, I love, you know, how do we be brave to tell people how we feel about them, especially in a romantic sense or a feeling sense? What gave you or what could give us the courage, regardless of outcome, to express ourselves to other people about our feelings?
You know, I look at that conversation in particular, and a lot of the conversations on the show, but that one as like a crucifixion of cringe. A lot of people are afraid of having a tough conversation, especially like, all right, telling a friend you have feelings for him is really, really hard.
And you guys were really close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
which they always say it could start or should start with friendship.
Yeah, but sometimes. not always. But I was afraid to have that conversation because it was going to be so embarrassing and so uncomfortable. It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
So what gave you the courage?
Well, in part, the cameras, it gave an excuse because it's something that we would have just, we were avoiding for a long time. That was the point. The point
of bringing in cameras was
that, yeah, that it was, I was living with an elephant in the room with not just him. Same elephant was in the room with my parents.
Yes, that's like, what I meant. Yes, as soon as I said that.
That elephant was following me around.
That's what this show is about. It's like addressing the things we don't dare to address. That's why it's a new definition of reality.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get real. Let's not do it for reality's sake.
I gave the elephant a camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So when you're having that conversation with him and you're on the camera, you know, and you have to watch the special because it goes a certain way.
Yeah.
But how did you feel while having it? How did you feel after?
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So when you're having that conversation with him and you're on the camera, you know, and you have to watch the special because it goes a certain way.
Yeah.
But how did you feel while having it? How did you feel after?
The anticipation was the worst. Like, you're afraid to have those conversations because it's easier for things just to be pleasant. Like, I was living in Pleasantville. Everything was nice, and we'd be at breakfast, and we'd be smiling. But really, in my heart, I wanted to talk about something deeper. So the anticipation of that was like, oh, I'm going to ruin something really important to me. But then having it, the catharsis begins then. You start having the conversation. Feel freer with every word that you say. And then once it's over and you're still alive, you're thankful that you had it. And the relationships are made better because of it.
That's so well said. That is so well said. There's a moment later on in the show where, you know, you and your mom have these rich debates about religion and sexuality, acceptance. I mean, it goes to places I've never seen anything. And it's, in fact, we have a clip that actually speaks to this conversation.
Oh, great.
Take a look.
I'm just using some different scenarios here. Whether you're a murderer, sinner, or chose to live the gay life, I love you just the way you are.
I'm gay. I'm not choosing to be gay. I think, in fact,
did the opposite for most of my life. I was trying to choose not to be gay because I felt that being gay was wrong, and I saw your reaction to gay people, and it scared me. I mean, you compared me to, like, a murderer twice since we sat in a park. Like, I've been, like twice, like, compared to, like, a murderer. Like, you know, if you're gay or you murdered someone, and, like, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, my mom accepts me as she would accept Jeffrey Dahmer.
These conversations that you have with her, how did you dare to have them?
Well, so because of my mom's religion, it allows her to ignore a huge part of my life. So we don't talk about it. And the show was such a good excuse to have conversations, to hear her out, because I've caused pain and hurt in her life, and she's caused pain in my life as well. And it was a good excuse to just talk about that pain, to talk about, hey, what do you want from me? How do we heal our relationship? Because to me, having that conversation leads us closer to honesty, and the truth is better than a fake relationship.
And even if at the end of the day, everyone is who they are.
Yes.
We might not be changing minds.
But we can try. We can say it. And as long as we say it, that's really, really, that's the important thing. You have to say it.
One thing that I've talked to my own mom about, you know, I think it's time for us to have a conversation that we've never had.
You did?
Because I haven't yet. Because a lot of it is a curiosity of, I think I know better deep down inside, which is I do not want to miss the opportunity while we are here alive on this planet to have these profound conversations that I have avoided for 49 years of my life. So what I proposed to my mom was, could I have a conversation with you where all I do is ask you about you?
Wow. Wow. I hope you have that conversation.
You have given me the incentive and the courage to go and have that conversation.
That's beautiful.
And I'm
so
grateful.
That makes me very happy. That makes me very, very happy.
I love you. I love you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am waiting for this.
Thank you. This is so fun. Such a good conversation.
Thank you very much. I'm done.
Okay, good. I'm so relieved. Thank you, Gerard. I love you so much. Gerard's new docuseries, the Gerard Carmichael reality show, which will give a new definition to reality, is available now on HBO and streaming on Max. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Before we go, here's a little bit extra.
All right, question left behind. Question from Millie Bobby Brown. What's your go-to coffee order? I've never had coffee before. What? I wouldn't even know where to start. I'd probably order some water.
Take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.